But what happens? Bible college becomes a system of money, right? It becomes a matter of paying the bills. So what do they do? They tolerate worldliness. They tolerate all kinds of false doctrine because you got to think about it. And I know what I'm talking about because I was a Bible college teacher, okay? Think about this. You have students from all over the country coming to this one college that is based in a local church. So you have students that come from all different types of churches that believe different things. So then you have this smorgasbord of doctrine being just blended into this college. And what happens? The people who run the colleges have to tolerate it if they're going to pay the bills. Right. So this guy is probably repenting your sins, comes from a church that they teach that you got to work your way to heaven and all this garbage. But what? Oh, well, they're just a little off. And why do they have to say it? Because they got to pay the bills.
Yep, right.
See, it goes all back to the money. You see what I'm saying? You just got to follow the money trail is what you have to do. And it's unfortunate. But you know what? I believe there's Bible college students within college that are honestly are sincere. And you know what? I believe in my heart that many of those Bible colleges students are just going to join the movement.
Amen.
Soon. Sooner or later, they're going to just join the movement.
Amen.
And praise God for that. I mean, we already have a couple in our church. Amen?
Amen.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, look, and I don't want the refuse of the Bible colleges, right? I don't want the reprobate silver, you know, that's there because Bruce has rejected that, you know. I'm not for that, you know, because there's people in the Bible college, they're just worldly.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care about the Bible. They're as lukewarm as the day is long, okay. You ever had lukewarm coffee? It's disgusting. I love coffee, okay. I drink it hot or iced. I never drink it lukewarm.
Amen.
It's the most disgusting thing ever. And I've met so many lukewarm Christians within Bible colleges. No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones who actually want to do something for God, but they're being deceived. By who? By the old prophet. Because you know the old prophet, here's the thing is, zeal can provoke a lot of people to do great works for God. But on the opposite side, you know what zeal does? It causes others to be envious of what you do.